USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slamming James Comey after the former FBI director suggested the president could be prosecuted after he leaves office. Comey also saying during a CNN town hall last night that Attorney General William Barr is acting like Trump's personal lawyer.
It doesn't make me happy to say this, but I think he has lost most of his reputation with the way he's conducted himself.
The president tweeting afterwards, Comey is a disgrace and that he brought the FBI down, adding both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. The president says he's beginning some steps to slap tariffs on another $325 billion of imports from China. That after tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods jumped from 10 to 25% at midnight. Still, negotiations with Chinese officials are scheduled to continue today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between the candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A judge in Palm Beach County, Florida, sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. The videos allegedly show women providing sexual services to dozens of clients, including Kraft. North Korean state news saying Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to boost its strike capability in the latest missile firings. Kim reportedly calling for, quote, full combat posture after the U.S. said it had seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. Trump appointee Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who ended up overseeing most of the nearly two-year Russia investigation, is leaving the Justice Department effective today. Yesterday, a ceremony was held where former Attorney General Jeff Sessions said of Rosenstein,
"Today marks the departure of one of the Department of Justice's most important leaders in its history."
This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Scores of hate crime charges leveled against a 19-year-old gunman in last month's shooting at a South California synagogue. Here's John Clemens with more.
The charges were announced by Robert S. Brewer, Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California.
A criminal complaint charges John Ernest with 109 counts, including 54 counts of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death and bodily injury and involving the attempt to kill.
That's one count for every person in the synagogue on April 27th during the Passover service. Each count could carry the death penalty. I'm John Clemens.
Missouri House Republicans are reversing a move to allow public funds to pay in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Earlier this week, a House and Senate conference committee voted to strike budget language that forbids giving undocumented students money for college. Yesterday, the GOP-led House voted to affirm the restrictive language. And Britney Spears will be in court in Los Angeles today for a conservatorship hearing. The pop star's father has been in charge of her assets for 11 years, but he's now in failing health. And former Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is getting into the bar business, joining up with investors to open Saloon 16 in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's going to open next spring. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.